The gingerbread man ran and ran until he came to the river. There he stopped, wondering what to do.
"Hello, gingerbread man," a voice said.
It was a fox.
The gingerbread man cried,
"I'll run and run as fast as I can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I ran from the horse. I ran from the cow. I ran from the dog. I ran from the sow. I ran from the woman. I ran from the man. I'll run from you. See if I can."
The fox chuckled.
"Why, gingerbread man, you don't have to run from me. I am your friend. I want to help you."
"How can you help me?"
the gingerbread man asked the fox.
"Hop on my tail,"
the sly fox said.
"I will carry you across the river.
You will be safe on the other side." The gingerbread man hopped on the fox's tail. The fox jumped in the river and started swimming across.
"Gingerbread man, the water is rising. Hop on my back so your feet don't get wet," the fox called out.
The gingerbread man hopped on the fox's back. The fox swam on. After a while, the fox said,
"Gingerbread man, the water is still rising. Hop on my head so your feet don't get wet."
The gingerbread man hopped on the fox's head. The fox swam on. After a while, the fox said again,
"Gingerbread man, the water is still rising. Hop on my snout so your feet don't get wet."
The gingerbread man hopped on the fox's snout. But no sooner had he done that than the fox threw back his head and snapped up the gingerbread man in one bite. Don't be sad, for that wasn't the end of the gingerbread man. The gingerbread man has gone away, but he'll be back some other day. For gingerbread men return, it said, when someone bakes some gingerbread.